Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back to the programme. The family of Clare man Patrick Nugent have expressed their hope that a new Gorda investigation and the exhumation of his remains today will finally reveal the truth of how he died 40 years ago. The 23-year-old former banquet manager at Bunratty Folk Park in County Clare died in unexplained circumstances following a party there in February 1984. Drive Time's John Cook has been speaking to the Nugent family in County Clare, who've campaigned for decades seeking justice for Pat, and it's been a long and difficult road for them, John, I believe. You were talking to them.
Yeah, it's gone on far too long, in their own words, Cormac. It's been extremely difficult for Patrick Nugent's brothers, John and Martin, and the rest of the family, as well as their late parents, who went to their own graves without the answers they fought for after they were given various versions of what happened their beloved son 40 years ago. A healthy and hard-working chef and banqueting manager at Bunratty Folk Park, who they were initially told had died from a heart attack, later that he'd been hit by a car, towards the end of the night at a party he was working at for the wedding anniversary of William and Chrissy Ryan on the night of February 10th, 1984. The late Mr. Ryan, a former head chef at Shannon Airport, was charged with the manslaughter of Patrick Nugent and dangerous driving, but later acquitted of all charges. An inquest in 1985 heard the jury was far from satisfied as to the circumstances under which Patrick Nugent sustained his fatal injuries. They requested further investigation by the Justice Minister. It was three decades later, arising from the government's independent review mechanism in 2014, that Judge Patrick Klein was appointed to lead a special inquiry into the death of Patrick Nugent, leading later the Garda Commissioner to direct a fresh investigation in 2022, and ultimately to today's exhumation of the remains of 23-year-old Patrick Nugent from the family plot in Fianna Cemetery in Six Mile Bridge, just fields away from the home he grew up in. So it's a really difficult day today for his family, Cormac, and one in which John Nugent has been recalling their long quest for justice and the memory of his older brother, Pat.
Yeah, he was young and fit, and he was a good, you know, a tall, strong look, so I don't really know how he got into what happened that night to be... And he wouldn't have been, he'd have been sober that night, like, so, and he would have done everything by the book. So it was very unfortunate. I often say that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, really.
Working hard, doing his job in Bunratty.
He was working hard, yeah, and he would have been, he'd have to have everything right. But unfortunately, something kind of happened there near the end that we all want to kind of know, maybe kind of what happened. And we still don't know. After 40 years, we were kind of younger, so I suppose we still think that the parents at the time, they took the brunt of this. Joe and Ellie there, we'll have to give a mention, I think, today. But, OK, they were going to pass at some stage, but I think it did shorten their lives a little bit, you know, because I can safely say with the father, I think he found it hard to, very hard to accept what happened. And he knew there was a wrong done here. He wanted an inquiry. He was calling several times for a public inquiry. And as well as that, he was looking for the body to be exhumed roughly within that first year of that happening.
40 years on, you're still looking for the truth that your parents sadly never got and fought so hard for. You've appealed to government, there have been judges' inquiries, there have been many reports. To finally be at this stage today, John, what do you hope might be achieved?
We're hoping maybe with the exhuming the body, and that's the main thing there is. You'd be hoping that there would be, that it might bring something closer, maybe we might find out something more. And at this stage, I think we really wanted to come to a kind of a conclusion. And pretty soon, I think, maybe hopefully the end of this year, maybe it might be finished for good.
Yeah, it's a big day for the family. That's Patrick Nugent's brother hoping for closure in this 40-year unsolved case. So what are Gardaí saying, John, about the exhumation of his remains and their fresh investigations today?
Well, Gardaí expressed the hope, Cormac, that modern-day investigative techniques will progress this investigation even as long as 40 years later. And they say that they are treating this matter now as though it happened yesterday. Speaking outside Shannon Garda Station, Inspector David Finnerty appealed to the public for information and assistance.
Patrick's family deserve to know and to bring closure to what happened to Patrick on the night of the 10th and the 11th of February, 1984. I want to speak to any person who has any knowledge of the events that took place at the Baron Bunratty Castle on the night of the 10th and the 11th of February 1984. The investigation is focused on all those who attended at the party on the night, either as a guest or a member of staff. Do you recall something that you previously were unable to share with the investigation team? Are you a family member or a friend of anyone who attended at the party? You may be able to assist the investigation. Do you have photographs which were taken on the night? There may be still persons who have information on Patrick's death, either at the time or subsequently, who have yet to be spoken to by Gardaí, or who may have been spoken to by Gardaí, but were not in a position to tell what they knew at the time. I'm appealing to those persons, 40 years later, to please come forward and speak to the investigation team.
Gartha Inspector David Finnerty appealing for information regarding the death of Patrick Nugent in Bunratty 40 years ago. So what happens next, John?
Well, we're told this evening, Cormac, the sensitive operation to exhume Patrick Nugent's remains are to be handled respectfully and expeditiously by a forensic pathologist, the assistant state pathologist carrying out a formal state post-mortem. The original scene at the barn function room in Bunratty has been re-examined 40 years on by a forensic collision investigator. And Gardaí say they're in the process of interviewing witnesses who attended the function on the night. We expect that to include guests and staff, the guests including two off-duty Gardaí who were said to be there at the end of the night, though today Gardaí wouldn't comment on exactly who they were speaking to or will be speaking to for operational reasons, they said. No timeline's been given for how long this new investigation will take. So after 40 years seeking justice for Pat, I asked his brother John about whether he believes anyone will ever be held accountable for the 23-year-old's death.
I think it's slim enough, yeah. It boiled down to, you know, there was maybe 60 people at the party, but at the end of the night, I suppose there's been a couple of key kind of witnesses there. I do believe they have the answers, yeah.
The Gardaí were asked today about reports that those key number of witnesses included a number of off-duty Gardaí, and I know in previous times you, as Pat's family, said you weren't pleased with the idea of the Gardaí investigating the Gardaí back in 1984. They're not commenting for operational reasons on exactly who will be interviewed, but they are saying they will interview those that were at the party. Do you have confidence in this fresh appeal now that things are different?
We do actually, yeah. We look at them, yeah, because we have met them a few times and they have to, yeah, we have confidence in them. And they said they want to get answers for us. And then, as I said, they'd like to get results for themselves as well. They'd feel good about it, and maybe the wider community as well. As I said, they did say things were different then, but they have been in contact, and they have been more than helpful. I think we cannot say anything this time. We can't say anything about the way it's been investigated at the moment.
40 years on, what is it you're hoping for will come out of all of this?
I'm sure we're hoping really that some of the witnesses that were there really that night, that that they just might come forward, and just at this stage, I think all we want to know, you know, what did happen outside that started whatever did kind of come to the result of Pat being more or less falling to the ground and that. And of course, one of the staff witnesses, of course, has mentioned this word, and that's, he clocked me, you know. And I mean, like,
so that's what Pat said, he clocked me.
More or less, you know, and I think, I'm not sure how strong he said it, but I think he more or less said it three times, you know, and that's, you know, that you could kind of say punched, dicked, but clocked is the word I'll use, but they are the words that he used, and I think there were his last words. So all I can say is, well, it wasn't Chef Ryan or his wife that clocked him. So maybe whatever witnesses maybe were there that night, I'd like to ask for them maybe to come forward. And maybe,
so who was it?
Exactly.
Can they be held accountable, or is this just about allowing Pat and your parents to rest in peace, knowing that the truth came out?
Yeah, I suppose, but I suppose where he is, like, he shouldn't be, you know. I suppose that kind of way, like, he's you know, he was kind of so talented and so good at what he did, so maybe the people that have a tough job as well, the pathologists and that, there, maybe they might be able to get somewhere maybe and maybe do it for him. And I think, you know, maybe he deserves some kind of a result, maybe to be able to let rest in peace as well.
That is John Nugent, brother of the late Patrick, speaking with Drive Time's John Cook. And if anyone with information is listening regarding the death of Patrick Nugent in Bunratty in 1984, you're asked to contact Shannon Gore, the station, on 061 365 900. The Gore the Confidential line is 1-800-666-111, or you can contact any Gore the station.